Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level 2 begins now. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down Sunday Bloody Sunday style. Crazy, wild weekend. International Football League. A little bit of everything. That we saw go down. Kyler Murray hits a Hail Mary. Pittsburgh improves to 9-0. Cleveland and Houston were actually delayed by winds and by rain. And I was thinking to myself, you know, come on, man. In the old days, we used to play in rain. We used to play in the wind. We used to play when there was lightning striking the stadium. Now they shut games down. If there's lightning 16,000 miles away. But man, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And, you know, weather is very, very overrated when it comes to betting on football. But today was one of those days you're like, yeah, man, they're not scoring. And we started crushing the in-game totals in that Houston and Cleveland game. But we did end up getting crushed when it was all said and done by the Hail Mary. Buffalo Bill fans, though, aren't we used to it at this point in time? Come on. Once a year, the Buffalo Bills are going to be part of a game like this in which it's going to be like, oh, yeah, last year they blew, what, a 19-0 lead in the playoffs? So they blew a 19-0 lead in the playoffs. Don't forget, they blew a 28-3 lead to the Rams earlier this year. But they came back and won because of a bad call after the fact. So, you know, it's a lot like gambling as we talk about it. Good beats, bad beats. Yeah, I know the Nick Chubb thing that went down today was tough for people out there. But it's the same thing for, like, teams, all right? The Buffalo Bills blew a big lead, got lucky, came back and beat the Rams in a game because of a bad call, all right? The Rams did get screwed over. And look, the Dallas Cowboys got screwed over against the Rams. Last week, Arizona lost a wild football game in which they put up 30-plus points because their field goal kicker missed a 49-yarder. This week, they win a wild football game, and they win on a Hail Mary at the end. All right, it is what it is, and when it's all said and done, and we're in the playoffs in a wintertime, no one's going to remember any of these stupid games. Dustin Johnson is going to remember his weekend in November at Augusta. The best thing is, listen, he didn't fall down the stairs this time. He's got Paulina Gretzky waiting for him, and oh yeah, he's got a green freaking jacket as well. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
An hour, $10, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late night anger management class. All right, I see it's actually a troll-free night tonight. It's a troll-free night tonight in our chat. It's all positive. Everybody, well, not positive. You're arguing about football, but it's healthy. It's normal. I don't know why the debate continues about Jared Goff. I see some people, Jared Goff's good, Jared Goff sucks. Jared Goff can be really good or Jared Goff can be really bad. I don't know what it is with this dude. I you know what it is? I'm telling you. I had this game right today, big man. I was on the Rams today. I did lose with the over, though. But I did have the Rams. The Rams, big man, play up or down to the competition. You know what I mean? Like, if the Rams play a really good team, they're good and they're elite. The Rams lay a bunch of points against a team, or the Rams play, you know, a team that they're, you know, just a usual game, they'll underachieve and they'll suck. I've started to clue in with the Rams and how they operate, but people have sort of forgotten about them and written them off, big man, but they're 6-3 right now. Do you take the Rams seriously? Are the Rams contenders, in your opinion?
Well, look, I think Goff's always kind of the elephant in the room. You know, is he taking the step forward? He has been better this year. He's definitely was good today, very serviceable. But I don't know. I don't put a lot of stock into the Seahawks defense. But, no, I think defensively they're really good. They got some weapons, as we know. But yeah, the defense is very good. They're 6-3.
You have that defense. I think you have that defense, big man. You can play with anybody.
Yeah.
They have a good secondary. They have a good defensive line. You know, McVay is a good coach. I think he's a little overhyped. The media, you know, kisses ass a little too much, but he knows what he's doing. He's good. I think Goff is good. I don't think Goff is great, but I think he's good. I think he's better than average Goff. I think Goff gets a bad rap because of his personality, kind of, and there are clunkers. But the thing is, there's clunkers as a whole with the Rams. It's not just him. Like, people, like, you know, it's not like when the Rams lose, it's like, oh, it's Jared Goff's fault they lost. No, they all suck. It's a weird deal. Like, they, like I said, the Rams can underachieve at times, but when they put it all together, they can beat anybody. They can play with anybody. They can beat anybody. I think they are a dangerous team, actually, and I think there's a little bit of value on them on the outside right now. Look, Seattle are really falling apart. I don't really buy Tampa fully. But I want to get into some college talk with you. And, of course, Big Man on Campus makes his living and puts money in the bank during the college basketball season, which is around the corner. And we'll get to that a little bit. And we'll get into it more next week. But just quickly on, and I want to get into the NBA draft, Big Man, but just quickly on college football. The AP top 25 poll, Alabama number one, Notre Dame number two, Ohio State number three. Even though their game was canceled, they check in. It's pretty clear, big man. Ohio State are going to play like two games this year, and they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be like, well, Ohio State is 4-0, so let's put them in. So Ohio State's three, Clemson's 4, Texas A&M 5, Florida 6, Cincinnati lingering at 7, BYU 8, Indiana 9, Wisconsin 10, Ducks 11, and Will Muschamp gets fired by South Carolina. What's your take on the college football weekend, big man?
Yeah, it was nothing real surprising. You know, it's funny. I had a kid, I should have took it more serious. I had a kid reach out to me last week and tell me that Muschamp was going to get fired. It was a good call by him. I didn't think they had the balls to do it, though. I mean, that's a big buyout. It's a rough year to do it just with all the COVID stuff and the revenues and stuff. But yeah, weekend-wise, nothing real surprising. You know, USC continues to live by the skin of their pants. I mean, that's two straight games that, you know, they should have lost that they won. They have red zone issues. I'm going to continue to push, even though they lost. Washington State, I know when Mike Leach was there, you weren't a big fan of them, but I'll tell you right now, this is a pretty good football team. They got a good defense. Jaden Delore, the freshman quarterback, has been very good, and they've been playing without their best running back, Max Borgi. He's been out. So keep an eye on the Cougars. That's a good football team. Michigan sucks. Michigan State sucks. Yeah, it was a pretty normal week.
The Big Ten sucks.
Good win for Tulsa. Yeah, they do. Good win for Tulsa against SMU.
Right.
They were down big in that game, came back to find a way. That AAC's got some good football teams, whether it's Tulsa or Cincinnati or even SMU. So it's going to be a fun stretch coming up here.
Hey, you know what? One of my favorite stories of the year is, big man, flying under the radar, but I love it. And they're not getting any love yet. I see they're not in the top 25, but... And I also love their jerseys. I'm getting a little too old to be wearing jerseys and stuff. But if I was going to get an obscure college jersey, the San Jose Liberty. State Spartans. San Jose State Spartans. You know, 4-0, yeah. Big man. First time. Real nice blue. They got nice blue and white. Blue and white, yeah. Jerseys. Really, really sharp with their yellow helmets. They don't have a big budget. They don't have a lot of money. They play in the same stadium forever. But the first time, guys, that San Jose State are 4-0 since 1955. You should have seen them last night. That's what I love about college sports, big man. Everyone like, yeah, the Alabamas and the Clemsons, that's like pro sports to me, right? Like, to me, the college stuff, I love seeing that. Like, the joy of the coaches and the joy of the kids of San Jose State after knowing that they knew they were 4-0. And it was the first time the program since 1955. Like, it's just that, to me, that's what it's about. That's why I love like college football. I love those bowl games that no one cares about and rags about. Why do they even play this stupid game? And you'll see a team carrying a quarterback off the field after they win the Liberty Bowl, and guys, the seniors are crying and stuff. That's what college sports are about. You know, like, people just focus on the big stuff too much, but I love the smaller games and like just the storylines. And, you know, that's what college is about. The Notre Dames, the Clemsons, the Ohio States, that might as well. They're better than the NFC East, that stuff, right? Like, I like those storylines, like San Jose State and Liberty, Coastal Carolina. I love those storylines, big man.
Yeah, San Jose State's doing a good job. I mean, Brett Brennan, the coach there, he was 8-29 coming into the season.
That's why no one saw this coming.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick Starkle's done a good job there, the Texas A&M transfer. They're turning some heads in the Mountain West. Could be their year in a weird year. Could be the Spartans' year.
I'll tell you what, big man, you mentioned USC. So USC are 2-0 straight up. They're 0-2 against the spread. You can't lay points with Clay Helton. I expected USC to blow Arizona out. They didn't. They couldn't. You're right. The red zone, not just red zone, but inside the five zone issues. Undisciplined penalties. They go up and down the field. Obviously, there's some talent there. And we'll give them credit. They're 2-0 against the Arizona teams. But 0-2 against the spread, and it's lesson learned, big man. You just can't lay big points with Clay Helton. Even though they're winning games, they win despite the coaching staff. They win on talent alone.
Yeah, and then they got that rat, Todd Orlando, as the defensive coordinator. That guy's stolen money everywhere he goes. They don't get any stops. You know, they just couldn't score in the red zone yesterday. It was ugly. But, yeah, I wouldn't – there's two coaches you don't lay points with, Clay Helton and Todd or Tom Herman. I'm not laying points with either of those two.
All right, big man on campus, Barstool. Times just fly by. Quick as 120 minutes in sports talk radio, as always, this evening. We're going to get into some NBA talk. NBA draft, just a couple of days away. It's coming up. We got numbers for it. Big man's got opinions on them. We'll give you some NBA like player comparisons to some of these players you might not know about. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late night anger management class. I am Gabe Morenci. I look at our chat. These guys are still talking about Jared Goff, big man. Like, seriously, they've been going on for like an hour and a half about Jared Goff. And I see... Somebody says, oh, well, at least Jared Goff made a Super Bowl, something Josh Allen will never do. So Josh Allen's in his third year, big man. I love when people, like, judge people's careers, like, after a couple of years. Oh, yeah, you're right. He'll never make it. You're right. Like, he should just retire now. He should, like, same like with Siakam. Remind me, it's a good segue into the NBA. Like, Siakam should just retire because he had a bad series, big man. He should retire, never play basketball again, ever. Even though he's only 26 years old and really like overachieved last year, right? And, you know, was just learning how to beat a man. He should just quit and retire. Like, God, there's so many bad takes out there. But that's what keeps sports going, right? Bad takes. That's what keeps sports books going, bad picks. So speaking of sports books, let's get into it. NBA draft is this week. It's coming up. What is it? Is it on Wednesday? LaMelo Ball is now favorite. And I'll tell you what, guys, and you can correct me if you're wrong. I know you like Ball, big man, but pretty much if you read, like if you look, and I've been in football mode. I haven't really jumped in and like really dug in and done NBA research here as much as I, you know, will. I will now. Maybe tonight I'm going to do it, actually. I'm a little footballed out right now anyway, so I wouldn't mind a little NBA talk, basketball talk. So I'm going to jump in here and really see what we can find. But he's not a slam dunk to be the number one pick. It seems like it's starting to look that way right now. But as far as the media is concerned, one day they got Wiseman, one day they have Edwards, another day they have Ball. I'm starting to believe that it will be Ball who is selected by the T-Wolves first overall because of the name, because they can, and he is good. He's minus 210 right now, big man. Do you believe that LaMelo Ball will be the first player taken by the T-Wolves?
No, I do not. I think, to me, it would be Edwards. I think he has just a perfect skill set for what they're wanting and what they're going to do. I think D'Angelo Russell is a really good point guard. You know, and look, the Timberwolves have obviously Karl-Anthony Towns, but you know, when you look at Edwards, one of the big things that I've heard out of him is his work ethic, his ability to just sit in the gym and to get better. I don't think he's the most polished number one pick I've ever seen, but he's really good. He's got a great work ethic. And we saw that with, you know, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was a kid coming out of college that, you know, did have to work on some things, but he sat in the gym and he, you know, got better at everything. And now he's the, you know, arguably the best player in the NBA. I think Anthony Edwards has a lot of, you know, a Dwayne Wade in him. I think he's a really interesting player, and I think he'd go really well off the ball in Minnesota. If I were them, I would go with Edwards. It's going to be Edwards or Ball. It's not going to be Wiseman. And I think for the Timberwolves, they need some – they need just a solid, really good basketball player. I don't know that the Timberwolves want the fanfare and the stuff off the court that Ball's going to bring. Edwards is the guy, if it were my pick.
It's interesting. As you stated, Edwards – you know, look, dude, Tom Crean has a great track record right now, big man, right? Of his players just being grinders, smart guys, tough guys in the NBA. Edwards is a guy who at Georgia was, he was like the only good player on the team. So he's, you know, that's what's good about a guy like him. He's tough. He's used to being double teamed. He's used to like being the man type thing and sort of being, you know, not having anyone to pass to and carrying a basketball team. And he is a good kid too, a hard worker. Ball, and listen, you know how I felt about Lonzo, and Lonzo's okay now. The father, though, doesn't seem to be an issue. There's not any sort of circus coming in with Ball here at all. An interesting player at 6'7". He can't really shoot, but he's still a kid. 6'7", I tell you, people really like him. And as you mentioned, though, Edwards is a nice fit for Minnesota. If you look at what they have, right, it's a nice fit. But I think they're thinking as well, dude, they could have their own little Lonzo Zion alley-oop fest with LaMelo in there. It wouldn't shock me if it was LaMelo. I don't know if I want to lay 210. And like I said, I'm going to dig down deeper here. But, you know, people really like LaMelo Ball a lot. You know, like I said, he doesn't have the same, he doesn't have the same baggage that Lonzo had. Like, he's done a good job of distancing himself from his father. The father's not involved, you know, with the contracts or anything. He really is his own man. I think going to Australia has helped him. And, you know, I bet on that league. That's a good league. You know, that's a good league. Like, playing in that league, I think, toughens them up more than it would have playing in the NCAA. With just the circus of being on ESPN all the time and all that crap, it would have really made him better. It just would have made other people money. So I think actually I always think the Balls were kind of dumb and did dumb things along the way. But I'll give credit that this kid, the plan worked out. I mean, he went to Australia. He didn't clown himself. His teammates liked him. He wasn't like, oh, you know, this kid's a pain in the ass. Like, remember when they went to that other country league? Like, that was a joke and stuff, right? Like, they didn't take that seriously. Yeah. But like when, like this kid took this seriously and stuff there, and he was popular there. They liked him. He played well. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. And then you got the Warriors checking in. So just for the record, the comparisons, you know, with LaMelo, some people are just talking upside. Like if he really pads out that he's a Jason Kidd type of player, that they think he's that good. Right. Like I'm seeing scouts say that Ball, big man, is like an automatic 10-12 assist a game, like as a rookie right away. I guess the kid's got great vision and he can really hook people up.
No, he definitely does. I mean, and that's something that he, you know, has kind of perfected being, you know, overseas. Look, I'm a big fan of the kids that go overseas, you know, whether they're over there to begin with or they go over there. You have to remember, I mean, LaMelo, when he went to Lithuania, was 16 years old. I mean, he's a kid. He's matured considerably. I think he's a lot more level-headed. I think Jason Kidd, I mean, that's, I think, a bit high, you know. He kind of has Sean Livingston vibes to me. I think he's kind of a better version of that kind of player. But He needs to improve his shot because there's been a lot of rumors inside some of the GM rooms and things like that that his shot is broken from a jump shot standpoint. So that's, I think, concerning. There's no way I would lay 210. I actually hate that price. I would gobble up plus 155 with Edwards. I think that's a really solid pick. And then I would take Wiseman, too, to Golden State. As long as they don't trade, I think he would be a tailor-made player to just run downhill, lob potential, transition kind of opportunities with Stephen Curry. They had it for a short time with a guy, Jordan Bell, if you remember a couple of years ago. I think he is a guy that could really catch on there. They've really needed that kind of center big with that lob potential, freak athlete kind of thing. And I think Wiseman could be terrific there. As long as they don't trade it, I think the Warriors go Wiseman.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good, but the NBA is not really a big man league anymore. And you have to be able to shoot, right? And we don't know much about Wiseman. He hasn't really played all that much. But as you stated, and that's what the scouts are saying too, that worst case scenario for Wiseman, best case scenario is, he develops like Anthony Davis. He doesn't have the ball handling skills. AD was actually a point guard, right? He just in high school and stuff, right? AD just started growing and getting tall as he got older. But he was actually a point guard. That's why AD's so skilled and sort of doesn't really play in the paint. It's not in his nature. But Wiseman does play in the paint. But as you stated, big man, basically he can be an automatic, 10, 12 rebounds, a bunch of, 14 points, some dunks, stay out of everyone else's way. It's a good point. His style of play and where he's at in his career right now, just being a kid and not with a lot of experience, he kind of is perfect for Golden State. They don't want to, what I mean? They don't need someone in their way. They don't need someone in the way. It's we got Thompson back. We got Curry. We got Wiggins. We've already got firepower here. What we need from you, kid, is to rebound and dunk it. Exactly. And we'll teach you to shoot. And who better to learn to shoot than being in that gym every day with those guys, big men?
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, I saw a comparison, and I thought it was kind of good. I think DeAndre Jordan is a solid one. I'm not really a big fan of him
outside of
the key. Yeah, he's a guy that, I think he can go out, Wiseman, and hit a jump shot. He's got good form. I don't think his shots got any issue, but he's just going to have to perfect that. I watched him in high school when he was at Memphis East, and he was really just running the floor and catching lobs and doing things like that. But, he's a skilled player. I think he'd be perfect. As you said, I think it's a good point by you in that system. Get him out running downhill, catching lobs.
So LaMelo Ball is minus 210 right now, guys. Anthony Edwards is plus 155. James Wiseman is plus 550. And others is a big drop. But you can mix it up as well. There's props up. Who's going to be the number two pick? James Wiseman plus 128. Anthony Edwards plus 210. LaMelo Ball plus 270. Who's going to be the third pick? The exact order of pick. NBA draft up parlays. So there's all kinds of different options. We're going to break it down throughout the week. Obviously we've been in football mode coming into the weekend here. But, man, the NBA season is sneaking up on us. We have the draft. Free agency starts, I think, later in the week type thing. A couple of days after the draft, and the season starts in a little more than a month. All right, we'll say goodbye to big man on the other side here. Sports Rage Late Night. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy? Yeah.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Big Man on campus, Barstool in the house. We're going to let Big Man go a couple of minutes ago, but time's just flying by here this evening. I want to get to your tweets and some of your bad beats. I'm going to blast through week 11 point spreads in the NFL as well, get you caught up to date with the early numbers. If you want to make a move, we talked about one of the games earlier. Big Man in Philadelphia, he's a diehard. He bleeds green. He bleeds green. Like he's like a Vulcan. He bleeds green. But even he doesn't think they're going to beat the Cleveland Browns. See, the Browns are minus three. The Eagles can't beat anybody, guys, all right? They're a terrible road team. Like Big Man said, too, like they don't seem to care anymore. Like, that's the one thing. I don't want to go back in time here, Big Man, but it's the one thing with Carson Wentz. He doesn't seem to be all that mad, Big Man, after these games. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, where's the throw in the helmet? I'm letting the city down. He always smiles and goes and shakes everyone's hand and, you know, I swear, I saw, like I said, I'm not going to hold anyone against someone for getting married, but I remember right after you guys won the Super Bowl, he posted a picture, got my own ring, and I was like, yeah, yeah, dude, whatever. You know, and I'm, you know, I'm religious, but, you know, he's one of these guys that it's like, you know, oh, I've got a wife at home, and, you know, football's, you know, I've got a great life and all that. It's like, yeah, whatever, you got a great life, but you got to win more, all right? Like, you have a great life. Because remember, dude, like going back, and I don't even know why I'm doing this, but going back, Big Man, he could have played last year, man, with that concussion, bro. He could have went back out there. He chose not to. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, they're paying you a lot of money, Carson. Like, step up, man. Sacrifice yourself here. Don't just throw the ball away and shrug your shoulders. He's turning into Ryan Fitzpatrick, except not as good. All right, sorry, Big Man. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm getting all upset here. Costing me money. All right, Big Man on campus, Barstool with us here. So, Big Man, college basketball around the corner. And so this stuff starts not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, guys. So it's coming up. And, you know, I'm just going to take this one game at a time. I'm not going to be betting conferences and stuff. You know, you look at the COVID situation, you look at the cancellations in college football, it's going to be even more challenging with college basketball. I think they're going to get through it because there's no way in hell they're not having a March Madness tournament this year. If they have to play that tournament on Mars, they'll do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way in hell, Big Man, they're missing out on that revenue this year again. But it's unique this year, isn't it, Big Man? Like, Mountain West, 20-game schedule, conference only, and basically five times you'll play a team twice type thing. Like, you know what I mean? And so to add up, like, you'll just go to somewhere, you'll play them Saturday and Sunday, and that's that until you get to 20 across the league. They want to limit travel, and they think that's the best way to do it. I love that Mohegan Sun bubble thing that they're doing. Villanova, St. John's, a bunch of teams going into a bubble at the casino, actually. Good for the kids. They get to live at the Mohegan Sun for like 3 weeks or something, and they're going to blast through. I think it's 45 games in 40 days or something like that they're going to try to pull off. So college basketball, they're going to have their challenges this year, Big Man.
No, they really are. You know, it's just that kind of year. I think with college basketball and with basketball in general, we have to remember you're dealing with many less players. I think the problem that you have with football a lot of the time is, I mean, you have so many players, they're all scurried around campus, they're not all in the same place. You know, any basketball house you go to in the country at these schools, they all live together. So you have less people to deal with, you have less kind of worry about where they all are at the same time. But, yeah, it's going to have some issues, as we know with all these sports. But, you know, again, you know, getting closer and closer to a vaccine. As you said, you're not going to not have a tournament this year, but it's exciting. I mean, there's a lot to get excited about. There's a lot of things to keep in mind, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the season. A lot going on.
See, the thing is, too, when I say this, too, I'm not saying it from I don't want to sound like the scarf Dr. Deborah Birx here. Right, big man? Right? But so I'm not like, oh, no, no, what about the children? And oh, no, no, this is terrible. But my deal is just logistically, it's a problem. Like, they've got issues. Like, there's quarantines in different states now, big man, even. Like, you're not allowed, like, even, you know what I mean? State by state. Not every state, but a lot of states have this now. So, you know, Rick Pitino was talking about how he's like, we can't do this. He said, like, he goes, we can't. He goes, you're going to see, because of the protocols, we will not be able to pull it off. And he goes, we should have, instead of March Madness, May Madness. But I'm thinking, big man, and I like Pitino. I understand, you know, and Pitino's been pretty cautious about everything. And usually he's pretty crazy. But the thing is, big man, there's no guarantee anything's better in May than it is March, bro. Right? Like, we've seen it this time. Like, Roger Goodell was told by everybody, they had a vote in the NFL, big man. 32 general managers voted. Do you want to have the draft now at the time in the pandemic? It was 28-4 no. Literally, it was 28-4 no. 28 of the general managers said, we don't want to have the draft now, this virtual draft. Like, just postpone it. We don't want to do it. And, you know, I'll criticize Goodell when he's worthy of it, but Goodell told them, guys, we're going to postpone it till when? Like, when are things going to be better? He said, let's just have it now. We'll cross each obstacle and bridge when we get to it. And it was actually a smart move. So, I would say the same thing to Pitino. I say, coach, your heart's in the right place here, but what's the difference between March and May, big man? Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Nothing.
But you have to realize, yeah, but he's saying this because his team has COVID issues right now, and he doesn't want to be unprepared for season. So that's why he's saying that. If his team was completely healthy right now, he wouldn't be saying that. But that's the kind of guy he is. He doesn't really – he pretends to care about everyone else.
You're saying it's only because it's hurting him. That's what you're saying.
Sure. No, if you look into his team, they have coronavirus issues right now. But, look, like you said, there's really no guarantee to know it's going to be better. Look, the truth of the matter is, until we get a vaccine and we start getting into people's arms, it's going to take some time. And, look, at the end of the day, it's not like college athletes are going to be at the top of the heap to get it. It's likely that they won't ever get a vaccine. You're going to focus on older people. You're going to focus on healthcare workers and military people. You get them the vaccine. And, you know, look, most kids at that age, they're not going to even know they have it. You still got to go through the same protocols. It's going to be tough. But as you said, if they got to go to, you know, Kazakhstan, they're going to play.
Yeah. Yeah, North Korea. Kim Jong-un's got an arena for them, big man.
I don't know about there, but everywhere else.
The NCAAs, that don't put it past them. If the money was right. I'd like to know, actually, has he ever stepped up and offered, like, for a boxing match? I don't think the problem is he doesn't actually have the money, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the old days, dictators would offer, like, big money for this stuff, but he doesn't have the money. So college basketball starts, and there's actually a couple of big-time games out of the gate. UCLA and San Diego State. On Wednesday, we've got Villanova, Boston College. That's an interesting game. West Virginia, Texas A&M. And then Gonzaga on Thursday. Gonzaga play against Kansas. 1-6, big man. Big time tilt to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, look, Gonzaga is going to be your de facto number one team in the country coming into the season. A lot of reasons to be excited about the Zags, as we know every year. Mark Few just continues to get talent. They got their top recruit they've ever had there, Jalen Suggs. Gabe, I heard a stat about Jalen Suggs. It's quite fascinating. He mentioned that since the age of five, he's now 19, since the age of five, every single day since then, he's shot 1,000 shots a day from a practice standpoint. If you do the math, that's over 5 million shots in his career. That's a pretty incredible work ethic. So, you know, you put him alongside Joe Ayayi, who was a terrific point guard for them last year. Corey Kispert's an All-American. You have Drew Timmy. That system they run out there, Gabe, is just, from an offensive standpoint, it's just efficient. I mean, it's just, they basically, Gabe, have the big box out and run to the next other end, catch the ball and lay it in. It's very simple. A lot of high-low action. They have great driving guards. They're really good. They're really deep. They're international. They got a great flair on that team. That's going to be a great game with Kansas. That's your big game coming out of the gate.
Yeah, they do a great job, as you mentioned, internationally as well. Big man on campus, Barstool Sports, is ready for the college basketball season. Listen, I'm all for working. I'm all for getting your shot in, but 1,000 shots a day, every day, is like, I think now, I bet you, we'll look into this, big man. I bet you the Gonzaga staff, the coaching staff, are going to say, listen, you chill out on this, all right? Like, 200's enough.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Kid, you're going to pop, you're like, it's all good. The work ethic's all good. Quick story on the way out about that. Carson Palmer was with Arizona, and he was okay, but he wasn't great. And he was hitting the wall, like, at the end of the year. And Bruce Arians asked him. He said, "What do you do in the off season, anyways?" And Carson Palmer told him, "He same story type thing." Palmer told him, "Not a day goes by that I don't throw 500 footballs a day." And basically. And he said, "In the off season?" And he goes, "Really?" And he goes, "Every day." And Bruce Arians was like, "Stop, stop, stop." He goes, "Dude, what are you doing?" He goes, "You don't need to." He goes, "What do you?" And he told him, he goes, "Carson, you know how to throw a football." He goes, "I don't want you to throw a single football all summer." He goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "You know how to throw a football." And he goes, "You're killing your arm." And he goes, he said, "That's thousands of throws that you could be throwing and getting paid for in a game." And he goes, "You're killing your arm, bro." Carson Palmer didn't throw that summer. That was the year, big man, that Arizona won like 13 games and went to the NFC Conference Championship game. Rejuvenated his career. He was overworked. I know it's different with basketball. It's not as strenuous, but I'm not kidding. They are going to tell him, like, stop shooting the ball so much. Big man on campus, Barstool. Great stuff. The show always flies by when you're up, big man. Where can people find you and get ready to read your college basketball breakdown?
Yeah, I got a 8,400-word blog. I wrote about every conference. I kind of gave my winner a sleeper. Some great nuggets in there. You can find it on my Twitter account or go to Barstool Sports. Click on the blogger page and click BMOC. Got a lot coming up. Might be starting a podcast at Barstool doing college basketball stuff. So got a lot going on. Always good to talk to you, Gabe. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, my man. If you see Carson Wentz on the street, tell him to suck it. There's a big man on campus with us.
I will.
In Philadelphia. Could be worse than Philly. I'm sure here is worse. Man, it's pretty crazy. I don't want to think about it. Thanks to big man on campus, Barstool Sports. Follow him on Twitter after Jeff Nadeau, and you'll find him under big man as well. But pretty crazy, guys. So I try. I'm not getting discouraged. I'm not discouraged. And in fact, I'm going to go back to this, and I'm going to hit one of these damn big parlays. So a 10-team parlay, money line, college, 9-1. That one was only like plus 600, all right? And, Rutgers was in it only to try to make some money on it. So I wasn't thinking outside the box. The $7,000 one, the $7 for $6,000, $7 parlay would have paid like $5,897, 11 sides. 9-2. We came close. The 7-side parlay, we went 6-5-2.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gabe Morenci. Great stuff with big man on campus, as always. You know what? We didn't get into the Bears and the Vikings. And you know what? We're not going to. Screw it. Oh, God. Why do you do this to us? The Chicago Bears, like, really, how many times have the Chicago Bears been on national television this year? Like off the top of my head, I think this is the third time, maybe fourth, third. You know what? We've got a lot of people in Chicago that tune in. It's crazy. Shaquille, you guys, we got to talk more Chicago-based teams, actually. After, you know, Illinois actually blew up my 10-team parlay. But I think, you know, Chicago's like a front-runner city for us. Is our main man John still here? Is our main man still here? John, you know, we got John, we got Crazy Kevin, we got Normal Kevin, we got Big Card Julio, we got Bobby. Like, man, we got a lot of Chicago Rageaholics. But, like, yeah, the Chicago Bears, off the top of my head. The Bears are always on TV, all right? It's like every damn, like, you know, 4 weeks, the Bears are on national television type thing. Like, who? Yeah, there's John. When were the Bears on TV this year, John? When were the Bears on TV? They were on TV versus the Buccaneers. I remember I'm saying they were on TV versus the Bucs. Weren't they on TV versus the Packers? They're always on. Like I said, like, dude, like, I don't even want to remember. Like, I got nothing personally against the Chicago Bears. And we got Nick, our boy Nick Popper. They're like, dude, everyone from Chicago. It's like we're in Chicago or something. I'm realizing all of our listeners are in Chicago. The Bears, it pisses me off. Like, the Bears are always on TV every year too much. Like, they've been on TV more than the Chiefs. Like, and fun teams. Like, the Bears and the Vikings, really? Like, when you guys program these games, like, did you really think, oh, yeah, the Bears and the Vikings, that'll be a really fun game? Like, dear God, man. We got to watch the Bears offense and the Vikings, Kirk Cousins and Nick Foles. What a train wreck. Sunday Bloody Sunday is right. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.